The state of California says it's not giving up its fight for billions of dollars in refunds from wholesale electric bills, but power producers aren't giving that money back voluntarily. A 15-day negotiating period ended yesterday with no settlement of the state's claims. The case now goes to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and a regulatory judge suggests that he'll recommend only a fraction of the refunds California wants, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Lawyers for the state of California and power producers spent the last 2 weeks arguing over who should pay the state's electric bill. But despite daily negotiations, they failed to reach any agreement. Wholesale power prices have soared in the last 14 months. California accuses generators of price gouging and demands refunds of $8.9 billion. Generators blame the price increase on market forces. They've offered refunds of less than $1 billion. Federal regulators assigned Judge Curtis Wagner to try to broker a compromise, and as late as yesterday, Wagner said he hoped for a partial deal. In the end, though, Wagner emerged from the talks saying the two sides were too far apart.
A lot of the parties genuinely wanted to settle, others didn't. As I said in the room, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to settle, you know, you can't make them settle.
Wagner wouldn't comment on which side was the more stubborn horse in these negotiations, but without a settlement, he'll send the case back to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and Wagner's recommendation will be closer to the generator's position than to California's. In general, Wagner says he'll recommend the commission calculate any refunds by applying a price control order it issued last month retroactively to last October. Wagner says he hasn't done that calculation himself, but it's unlikely to yield anything close to the $8.9 billion figure California wants. In fact, Wagner says any refund would probably be more than offset by money the generators claim they're owed for power that was purchased but never paid for by California's cash-strapped utilities. Power producers were cheered by the judge's stance, which sets the stage for a follow-up hearing. In the meantime, Brent Bailey, vice president of Duke Energy, says his company is willing to keep talking.
We've had serious settlement talks with the state over the last few days and hope to continue having those over the next few days and over the next couple weeks. We would still like to resolve all this on a global basis because we think that's in the best interest of all parties to help resolve what's going on in California right now.
Other western states are also seeking refunds totaling around $6 billion. Those issues have been on hold until the California case is resolved. California's negotiating team struggled to put the best possible face on the bargaining session. Even though the judge's refund recommendation is likely to fall far short of its demand, California's lead negotiator, Michael Kahn, insists any refund amounts to a victory.
We came here wanting $8.9 billion, and in all candor, we did not receive any meaningful settlement offers from anyone, so the negotiations were not as helpful as we had hoped them to be, but the process was very useful because we feel our positions have been vindicated.
In fact, California lost on several crucial points. The judge's refund recommendation will only cover power purchased since October, while California was hoping for refunds dating back to May of last year, when the spike in prices began. In addition, the judge plans to make several technical modifications to the commission's price control order, all of which should benefit producers. California will continue to press its case to the full commission, and spokesman Roger Salazar of the governor's office warns that may not be the state's last stop.
We'll take whatever we can get from the folks over at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and if need be, we're ready and willing to go to court to get the rest. So one way or the other, we're going to be getting that $8.9 billion back that Californians have been bilked out of.
Governor Gray Davis himself declared yesterday that California is in a war with power generators. With the failure of the peace talks in Washington, there will apparently be more battles to come. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.